Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You are listening to Sound Opinions, and in a bit we're going to share some of the songs that make us cry. But first, we're going to review something old and something new. Oh yeah, I'll tell you what we could do. You be me for a while, I'll be you. That is I'll Be You from the new old Replacements album.
Yeah.
It is a box set called Dead Man's Pop, which is basically a reissue of their 1989 album, Don't Tell a Soul, a very controversial album among Replacements fans, as it is seen as the beginning of the end in many ways, Jim. Their third record for a major label. They got the big spiffy remix job on that record for maximum commercial radio impact. It didn't go anywhere. It did not become a huge hit. But now we have a remix by the original producer of the record, Matt Wallace, who worked on the record very closely with the band. They felt very happy with the record they had made until it got to the major label remix stage. They brought in a professional, Chris Lord-Alge, to remix it.
It got very shiny.
Exactly. Now Wallace is taking a shot at remaking the record the way the band intended it to sound. More like a Replacements record and less like a commercial pop ready-made. So we have the results in front of us. We have a remix of the record by Matt Wallace. We have many, many outtakes. We have a concert performance. We've got the works, basically, in this box set. Overseen, we should mention, by Bob Mayer, our friend and fellow critic who wrote a superb biography of the Replacements a couple of years ago.
We had him on the show discussing it, yes.
Indeed. Let's play a version from the new mix of the Replacements' Don't Tell a Soul from Dead Man's Pop box set. It's a talent show, the kickoff track on the original record on Sound Opinions.
That is Talent Show by The Replacements, a new mix by the original producer of The Replacements' Don't Tell a Soul record. Gets very confusing. There is a bounty of Replacements on this box set, Greg, far more than I want, to tell you the truth. And I was a Replacements super fan, okay? Up through at least Pleased to Meet Me in 1987. There are more problems than the major label glossy FM radio ready mix. I'm not going to say that it's Bob Stinson had split from the group, although they lost part of their soul when that infamously troubled lead guitarist departed the band and they went a little more pro. I think Paul Westerberg started reading his press. You know, we so believed in the emotional core and soul of songs like Unsatisfied and Answering Machine and I Will Dare. I mean, this was one of the best songwriters of our generation. So he becomes the chronic pop music cliche, the new Dylan.
Right.
All right. And he buys into that. The songs on whatever of the numerous versions you get on this box set, songs like Talent Show, songs like I'll Be You, which is as close as they came to a hit on that record, songs like the dreadful Rock and Roll Ghost.
To a rock and roll ghost. To a rock and roll ghost.
They are just not as good as Westerberg at his best. What's more, I don't need to hear the Mats jamming with Tom Waits. I don't want to be one of those purist record snobs here, but the best part of this way too generous box set is the entirety of a live set that they recorded in 1989 at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Inconcerated Live. Wonderful title. That's all that needed to come out.
I think exactly right in terms of putting all the blame on the remix done by the major label. is not the only problem with this record. It sounded like a glossy Replacements cover band record for many reasons. But the songwriting is up and down. Westerberg told me, I interviewed him after this record came out, and he flat out told me that there was an argument between him and Stinson, Tommy, about where's the rockers, man? And Paul said, I wanted to make an all-acoustic record. Tommy wanted rockers.
Yeah.
You know, we met in the middle. Well, right away, you're talking a compromise. I will say Rock and Roll Ghost is not a bad song. That is a great song.
I don't like that song.
It's probably more of a Paul solo thing than anything else. But the vibe that Wallace gets on the mix is good. I mean, the fact that there is a banjo on Talent Show, who knew? You know what I think they were going for? That acoustic electric mix like Rod Stewart / Faces record, Every Picture Tells a Story. And they didn't quite get all the way there. But the songs that do attempt to be that part of that, the country soul accents and like Aching to Be.
She's aching to be.
Those are beautiful, poignant moments. But then there's other songs on the record that just don't hold up with the best work of the Replacement. So it's a very much a mixed bag here.
Yeah, but how about that Inconcerated?
Oh, God. I mean,
that's
live.
Good time.
I saw that tour and it was fantastic.
It was great.
I don't want to have to share alone. I try, but I get overwhelmed when you're...
That is a little bit of Cellophane, the lead single from the second proper album by FKA Twigs, Magdalene. Greg, fascinating backstory on this artist. A singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, filmmaker. She's done it all. Raised Talia Barnett in Gloucestershire, England, half Jamaican, and mom was an opera buff and a ballet dancer and a Spanish-English salsa dancer. Mm. You know, FKA Twigs first made her mark as a dancer, appearing in videos by the likes of Jessie J and Ed Sheeran and Kylie Minogue, and then a pair of EPs in 2012, 2013 that really started the buzz in the English music world. People went gaga over her first album in 2014, then a long silence. Mm. She was in the spotlight quite a bit because of relationships that were, you know, tabloid fodder, the actors Robert Pattinson and Shia LaBeouf. This album has been some time in the making with some impressive production help, Skrillex and Jack Antonoff, a cameo by American rapper Future. It is amusing on the role of women and romance and having a romance in the public spotlight. It is a deep record. Let's play a song from it and we'll come back and give our reviews. This is Mirrored Heart by FKA Twigs from the Magdalene record on Sound Opinions.
It's all for the game. It's all for the love that's trying to chase the rush again. But I'm never gonna give up. Though I'm probably gonna think about you all the time. And for the lovers who found a mirrored heart, they just remind me I'm without you. Did you want me all? No, not for life. Did you truly see me? No, not this time. Were you ever sure? No, 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 not with me. That's why it's over.
That is Mirrored Heart from the new FKA Twigs record, Magdalene, named after the biblical figure Mary Magdalene. I think for FKA Twigs, Magdalene represents all women who have ever felt misunderstood, demeaned, mischaracterized, patronized, basically all women throughout history.
But in the spotlight, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody thinks they know them, but they don't.
Mary Magdalene was miscast as a, you know, basically a sex worker by a pope. People don't realize that she was basically another disciple and one of the greatest advocates of Jesus Christ's teachings in the Bible. In the same way, she feels women have borne this burden that was very much in the public spotlight with Mary Magdalene's life. She's got a beautiful soprano voice, contrasting with this very crunchy avant-garde production. Mm-hmm. This is an art pop record to the max. I've seen a lot of English writers talking about the fact that she is operating in the pop sphere, but she sounds nothing like what they see as an increasingly homogenized pop spectrum.
Yeah.
This is very Kate Bush. Let's you know.
Kate Sad Bush Day, is the name. Everybody compares her vocals to Kate Bush.
There's a direct reference to Kate Bush's work, A Woman's Work, in the first line of Mary Magdalene, the title track.
A woman's work. A woman's prerogative.
But what I love about this record is when she sort of works outside that sphere. The collaboration, for example, with Future mm-hmm. on that track, Holy Terrain. The sandpaper contrast between that sweet voice and that gruff rapping style. It's a duet of sorts, but that's what she's going for, that sort of turmoil that she feels women are going through, that the world is going through, and sort of encapsulating it in this song. The track we just played, Jim, Mirrored Heart, that to me is the album in a nutshell. You go from rapturous to ruinous in a few moments where it's really sweet, and then it hits that staticky mid part, and that whole business about, did you ever truly see me?
Yeah.
That's the record.
Yeah, and right she's there. Railing that no one has. You're very excited about this. It makes me happy. It's a great record. I think the other comparison that isn't being made as often as Kate Bush is to Bjork. And I think this is the best genre-hopping, experimental, electronic, acoustic record Bjork hasn't made in this century. I mean that as praise, not as dragging her down with comparison. This is, you know, what genre is this? It is impossible to say. You should just listen to it. I also think it stands very well as a companion to Lana Del Rey's new album, which surprised both of us for how much we liked it, Norman Blanking Rockwell, in terms of a very smart, very talented woman who has a personality all of her own, commenting on where romance fits in her life, where women fit in the world at this moment. It's a really smart and very gripping record. So that's what we thought about FKA Twigs and the Replacements. We want to know what you think. We want to hear from you. Call us and leave us a message with your opinions at 888-859-1800.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
This week we're tackling songs that make us cry, from tracks that just sort of make us well up a little bit to a full-on sob.
We're men enough to admit we cry.
There have been moments like that, for sure. Jim, there's something about a sad or bittersweet song that strikes an emotional nerve in all of us, and even the two of us aren't immune. I mean, we come across as, okay, we're tough critics, right?
We're professionals.
But, we're in it because we want to feel that way. Mm-hmm. We want the music to hit us in that emotional nerve. We're going to tell some personal stories today and hear from some of our listeners about songs that made us cry. Jim, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to play a song, Greg, that is as old as I am. First recorded by Dionne Warwick in 1964 from that team of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, two heroes of yours. I've never been huge fans of them, but you can't listen to A House Is Not a Home and not feel the depth of sadness in this song. I'm not going to play the Dionne version. I mean, she famously would often bring herself to tears singing it on stage. I'm not going to play the Mavis Staples version. I know that's the one you love. I'm going with Luther Vandross. I don't think he's ever gotten enough love on Sound Opinions. I mean, he was a background singer, singing behind people like David Bowie, and in 1981, he got his chance to go out on his own with that album, Never Too Much. Rare in the sense that he would be the rare background singer that became a superstar and really dominated R&B for the next 15 years until, sadly, you know, his untimely death. I got to speak to him once. He was a man who felt the emotion in music, and is his performance of A House Is Not a Home powerful. The empty house symbolizing the end of a relationship, of this emotion being torn out of your life, out of your heart, and a chair suddenly suddenly is just a chair because the one that you love is no longer sitting in it. So my first sad song to kick us off, a classic, A House Is Not a Home, Luther Vandross's version from 81 on Sound Opinions.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss good night. Oh. Still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far.
Luther Vandross with A House Is Not a Home, one of my favorite tearjerkers. You got it. We are talking about songs that make us cry. We are man enough to admit, Greg, both of us, that we can be brought to tears by art. What's your first pick?
Jim, the music of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has brought me to tears. I will be glad to admit that. I think when people think of tearjerker Beach Boys songs, they immediately go to something like God Only Knows or maybe Surf's Up, some of those sophisticated songs that he was writing in the latter half of the 60s. But what really blew me away when I started digging into the Beach Boys, once I became privy to the fact that they weren't just the Surf's Up fun and sun group, was some of their real early stuff. And I happened to stumble across a song that was on a tribute album to the Beach Boys several years ago called The Lonely Sea. It's from their 1963 album, Surfin' USA, and most of the album is those sun, fun, and surf songs. It's a very lighthearted record in many ways, but it also has this song on it, The Lonely Sea. It was recorded soon after Brian Wilson turned 20, which meant he wrote this song in his teens, and it just sort of blew me away in its evocation of innocence lost. I mean, a lot of people attribute those qualities to a song like God Only Knows, but that, you know, it was a few years later, and it just blows my mind that the young Brian was already sort of experiencing these feelings and realizing, you know, everything we're doing here on this planet is temporary. It's all going to be out in sea adrift, you know, in a few years' time. And we're just tiny grains of sand on that beach. And it was just kind of a powerful moment to sort of think about the young Brian Wilson thinking that way. The Lonely Sea from the Beach Boys on Sound Opinions.
The Lonely Sea. It never stops for you or me. It moves along from day. That's why my love, that's why my love you never stay. You'll never stay. heart, these tears in my eyes. Please tell the truth. You're like the lonely sea.
That is the Beach Boys with Lonely Sea, one of those first tracks that the Beach Boys recorded, I think, that really got to me. After a break, Jim and I are going to share some more songs that make us cry, and that's coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.